B'chores per gimel mishnah dal. Sa'ar b'chor bal mum. This is shaykh to what we just mentioned about the Issa Gizo and Midrabon, even though one is not doing a Ma'isa Gizo, but he can't walk away with the hair. He can't use the hair. Has to be, he can't look like Gizo because people are mako in the Issa of Gizo by Psula Magdoshim. Sa'ar b'chor bal mum shenoshar. There was hair that came off Mechayev. Certainly, if the hair fell out, the animal banged into a rock and the hair came out, or whatever it was ripped out by another animal, there's no issur there. The hair should be mutter. V'hinichoy b'chaloyim. The kohen took the hair and put it in a corner. Chaloyim is a window, but it means like a side of the house. V'achakach shchotoy. And then he shechted the b'chor. So there's a machlokes how to look at this case. This is a famous din because it's one of the unusual machlokes that we have recorded with the Tana Akavi ben Malal, who we have in the Mishnayis and obviously starts the Perek, famous Mishnah Akavi Malal Loimer, his Taku B'Shloisha Dvarim. And the Mishnah Behemshik over there brings the memories of Akavi ben Malal, and he had several machlokes where he wasn't masking to Chachomim's Mesiris. And they had Tainus, and he stuck by his Messiahs, and they didn't elect him to a very high position in the Sanhedrin, a Godel, even though Betzim, he was a Godel Ador, he was a Godel Ador, the Godel Ador, because Lamaisi, there were a few cases where he upheld his right to have an opinion that was not like Roy the Chachma Sanhedrin. So here's one of the cases. Akavi b'malal mativ achom moisru. Divrei Yehuda. Yehuda says this was one of the famous cases. We argue, Akavi ben Malal holds that this is like here, that was Nisha al-Gufa b'chor tolach ha-shchita, in which case he's allowed to eat it. That means he's not allowed to use the behemah of psulim v'gdashim for avoidah, including ziza. If the animal is shechted, so before you eat the animal, you skin it. When you skin the animal, the sheep, the gaze is going to come off with. It's what did he use? It's not isuri hano. It's only also by no, because also by avoidah. The avodah is only when you shear the sheep, which is another way of using the sheep besides eating the meat. But if over here the behemah is being used to eat the meat because it was shechted, then avodah the seir is not also. But over here the hair came off before. So memel the chachom hold that it's also, it's like gaze. We asser it up. Okay, well, it's not gaze. Put it on the side, and then all it is just wool of a geshacht in a sheep. That's the recorded machlokes between Akavi and Malal and the Chacham lefi shitz of Yehuda. Amar Rav Yosi loy bozehit Akavi. That's not the case. He would mask him. Then that case would be also because it's not gaze. It was off the animal before. Elo b'sar b'chor balmum shenosha. The hair of a b'chor balmum where the seir came off b'chayel v'nicha b'chaloin v'achakach meis. Then the animal died. Now the Gemara understands that this case would be more likely to be machmir, because in this case, in the case we were shechted, so you did what you were supposed to do. So now it could be that the hair that detached itself from the mehema before becomes mutav. In this case, nothing happened to the animal. It's mace. The halacha of psulim and doshim is that it should be buried. So maybe the hair that came off is part of the Psula Mekdoshim, and Lamais it's also by no, it didn't have any heter of Gzizu. So what's the Mishnah saying that over here Akav Malal's matter? The way we read the Mishnah is that Akav Malal in this case, Rabbi Yossi is saying that he holds that case is also, this is mutter. So you have to stick in an extra word over here, and you have to say, Loi Bozeh Hiter Akavya is Loi Bozeh Bilvad Hiter Akavya. Not only was Akavi Mater when it was Shchotoy, but even when the behemoth was mace, which never had any heter whatsoever, and if it was a case of Hinicha Bachalain, it will be Mutav HaChacham Mois in both cases. Another din over here in the Mishnah is Hatzemer HaMeduvlol BaBechor. The Tzemer, which is hanging loose off the Bechor, the behemoth is Shechted, and the shayla is what you see as part of the gufa behemah, so it becomes mutter b'shas shchita, like we said. You shech the behemah, you skin it, you could be nene from the gaze. Just b'chayuv, you can't do a ma'aseh gzizo. So what's considered part of the dead animal, the geshochten animal, that it would be mutter? Es shehu nira min ha-gizo. Whatever looks like it's attached to the animal, it's part of the gizo. Mutter, that's mutter because it's part of the animal. Es shehu nira. it looks like it's separate, it's hanging off. Also, that would be also. That would be considered a davar b'fnei atzmoi. And of course, this is only according to the Chachamim, not according to Chachamim and Malal before. That's why the Mishnah points this out. Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. Here we have a completely new halacha. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk. Let's picture the scenario. Yisrael, Mazel Tov, Nerdlei, Behemoth Tohira Bechor. He has to give it to the Kohen. We'll see him yet, Hashem, the Kohen. It's Kodesh B'Kedushas Korban, like we've learned. The Kohen owns the Korban. It's brought Bechor as a Korban B'fnei Atzmai. The Kohen is Eichel Basa, etc. It's his Korban. But it's a Korban. L'chayr, the Yisrael, has absolutely nothing to do with it. He has no reason to keep it. So L'chayr should give it to the Kohen right away. The Mishnah says that he's not supposed to. And the Gemara understands that this is because giving a baby calf, a one-day-old calf, to a Kohen means you're taking a Kohen, instead of giving him Matanis B'derech Kovid, you're turning him into a farmer that has to raise the animal. The Derech Kovid is to give him an animal which is roy already for Shechita to take right away to the Mikdosh and to Shecht as a Korban. That's the Lechon Nesatim Lemoshcho, which is the Pasuk of Parshas Korach, that teaches us that Matanis Kuna has to be given Derech Kovid. Mela, the Derech Kovid is not to give it to him as a farmer. You have to let the behemoth mature enough until it's takaroy to eat, until it's a dovah nechbod to bring as a carbon. How much is that? How old does the animal have to be? The behemoth daka ad shloishim yoyim, begasa, with a cow, cattle, chamishim yoyim. Now the Gemara brings a gatsa posuk, this is in Pashas Mishpotim, Malei Oscho V'dimacha Loi Sa'acher. This is talking about Trumis and other Matonis Loi Sa'acher. It's one of the Pesukim that you're not allowed to delay in giving that which is supposed to go to a Kohen, to an Oni, and so on. The Pesuk then says, B'chor Bonecho Titen Li, Ken Tasa L'shodcho L'tzaynecho. So the Gemara learns out from here very interesting din in this way. Malei Oscho refers to the Matnas Kuna of Bikurim and Pidyon B'chor Odom. The same way Bikurim, it's not when it starts to ripen right away it's brought. It ripens, and he ties a string around it. And he only brings it to the Mikdash when it's fully ripe, Chag HaShavuos. When is that? 50 days after Pesach. The Gemara understands that Pesach is the beginning of the ripening process, but fully ripe it is only by Shavuos, 50 days. Even though L'chayra, he has to get to the Mikdash on Shavuos. It's not a full 50 days. You have to say that the ripening process predates Pesach as well. So Mamel, that tells us, we learn out, the Gemara understands that this is not just a Metzias to Gazak, but this is an amount of days waited. The amount of days waited from the beginning of the animal's life for the ripening process, so to speak, before giving the animal to the Kohen, is 50 days. 30 days, the Gemara says, is learned out from the Zman of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is by 30 days, so he also it's 30 days. So which one is more, which one is less? The cattle takes more time, similar. It's Mistaba that the cattle has the longer time, 50 days, not 30 days. The Rav is Moshe V'Kneich, Malei Oscho V'Dimacha, and then the Pasuk says, B'chor Bonecho, I'm sorry, then the Pasuk says, Shorcho, and Tzoynecho. So same way, Meleoscha, which refers to Bikurim, which is the share of 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos, is first before Dimacha. Shorcha, which is first, is also the share of 50 days. Bechor Bonecho, Titeli is 30 days. It's going on the Tzenecho, which is second the Pasuk. Okay? Omalei HaKoyen, let's say the Koyen says, B'toich Zman Zeh, Tneuli, Hareza Lo Yitnala. Why is the Koyen saying Tneuli? Pashut. He's afraid that the Yisrael is going to give it to another Kohen. It's nice to not get the animal when it's very small, to have it more fully developed, and you get it, it's more mekubedik, you take it straight to the Mikdash, not turn a Kohen into a farmer. However, Lemaisa, the Yisrael would rather have a bird in hand rather than two in the bush. So he could always give it to any number of other Kohanim. So he says, give me, I'll take it now. That means another Kohen, you'll have to deal with it for almost 2 months. I'll take the Mehmeh now, I'll feed it, I'll take care of it, I'll take it to the Mikdash. The reason why this is also is because Yisrael is not allowed to give Matnas Kuna to a Kohen derech Mekach u'Memka. It has to be given as a Matonah. can't be given as a transactional. You're doing me a favor, so give it to me. It has to be given as a pure matana. The Lashon Chazal used for this is called Misayeh Bebeis HaGronois. The Kohen offers to come help the Yisrael in the harvesting, in the field, and in the silo. And he says, Derech Zeh, that's you'll give me your truma. It has to be as a present, not as work, for services rendered in the farm. Well, it brings it to Yisachomer, Shichasem, Bris Levi, you're being mashchis, the bris that Klal Yisrael has with the Rabban Sham has with Shevet Levi to give them Derech Kovoy, Derech Kedusha, the Matonis. Bin Yishvi, it's awesome. Then the Mishnah says, Im hoyo balmum, if the Bechor was a balmum, so it has to be given to the Kohen, it's Matnas Kuna. So he gives it to the Kohen, but it's a balmum, so the Kohen can check it right away. Omaloi, the Kohen says within the first 50 or 30 days, Tenli Sheikhlenu, give it to me that I should eat right away, Mutter. Why? Because this has to be Matrich Bigidul, he's not bringing it to the Migdash, he can eat right away. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, this Mishnah is written when there's no Beis HaMikdash. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, if it was without a mum, Amaloi, Tenli Shakrivenu Mutter. That means bets and the Kohen could take a one day old, not one day old, because the Beim has to be Shmoinas Yomim, Potsk and Pashas Zemar. But after that, Shivas Yom Tachzim Yom Eshmini Vaholo Yerotza, he could take it, he could bring it as a carbon. It doesn't have to be 30 or 50 days old. That means it's only Bizman Azer. What happens if Yisrael has a Bechor? He's going to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen has to wait around until it becomes a Balmum. So that's a little bit more difficult because he's going to have to be on top with it. But if there's something you can do with it today, he can either shecht it today as a Bechor Balmum or he could be makrevi as a carbon right away. So you're not being over on this Isser because you're not giving it to the Kohen that he should turn to the farmer. He doesn't have to take care of it. HaBechor Nechal Shona B'Shono. Bechor should be eaten within its first year. Bein tomim, both of its eaten b'teres carbon after it's hooked around the base of Mikdash by a one that's not a balmum. Bein balmum, or if it is a balmum, shenem alifnei Hashem lekecha techalenu shono bishono. This Gemara is brought, this Mishnah is brought in Rosh Hashanah in the context of all the dinim of bal ta'acher, every carbon, tzedakah, all things that are donated that have to be brought in a timely fashion. You can't push it off forever. So the pasuk is brought to Echelen Hashanah B'Shanah. This is man on delaying the achila or the havo, the hakrova of a carbon b'chor for a year. The Gemara says that this is a separate and distinct din. To Echelen Hashanah B'Shanah is a chiv asay. Besides for the lois asay of sholosh regalim, if a person delays in bringing a carbon, a person said, Harezu, he donated a behemoth that should be a shlomo. He's not allowed to keep the behemoth in his barn. The time limit with after that, he's even a lavaloi ta'acher, is sholosh regalim. So you have a din of sholosh regalim, you have a din of shana. So Gemara no shana has a whole arichus. Sholosh regalim is a shana. So you're going to have to say it's sholosh regalim, but the year is not out. Either there's an ibiyar, or the yomtiv fell out later. Let's say shuas could fall out later, depending on whether Nisan and Iyar had 30 days or 29 days, and so on. That type of thing, you'll have where it's not exactly a year, but it'll still be after Shalosh Regalim. So that each one has a separate ism. Few points. We said, it's mefurish in the Mishnah, that the din of Nechal Shana B'Shana is going bein on a behemah that's a tomim, that's going to be eaten as a carbon, bein a balmum. Techelena Shana B'Shana. The Pashtus of the Pasuk Techelena B'Shana B'Shana over there in Pashtus Re'eh is talking about a carbon. It's in Devarim Perek Tezvav. It's talking about a carbon. It's not talking about a balmum. So the Gemara has a drasha. Chazal darshan the pasuk of v'chiyia boy mum is right next to this pasuk. So that teaches us that the din of tekalen shana b'shana is going even on a balmum. The ma'aseh is a machlokes rishonim whether this din is deraisa derabanan. That means some Rishonim hold that's an asmachta. Betzem, the din of eating it shana b'shana is a din of karbonis, like bringing a carbon with bal ta'acher. Toch shalosh regalim is also a din of karbonis. So the din of techelen shana b'shana is also a zman of a carbon, not a balmum. The Rambam seems to say the din of a bechor balmum also has a chiv and a teret la'ochle b'tech shnotzei. But this Rambam then presents us with a chiddush also, which is not so pashut. And that is, what's the halacha, Taka? We've been having so much about a bechor that's a bal mum. So now what? You can't work it. Also, because of avayda, fine. What you can do with it is you can eat it. Is that a chiv? Is what? It's not a carbon. You have a chiv to bring it. It's, you're eating it as lunch. It's a pashut to lunch. Psula Mekdashim is eaten. It's eaten bechulin. You shecht it in a field and you bring it home and you make a barbecue. There's a chiv to make a barbecue? So all this taina, the kedushas bechor is there. It should be eaten. Bechor should be eaten. The same as a din should be eaten by kahanim. Be kedushasan, if it's royal carbon, should be eaten by kahanim. Be psulasan, if it's not royal carbon, but it's part of the same din. All this taina, that can't be true. There's no mitzvah to eat the basar of a bechor. That's a balmum. At the end of the day, it's psulim mekdashim. This is bavus the raid. Briskirav, mekdashdav, and others have this raid.